And they emailed me twice, actually. And I was like, no, this is completely spam. Because they talk about Beyonce all the time. So I'm like, this is like somebody trying to they want my social security number or something. I can't do it. So do you know Beyonce's team is so powerful that they found, don't know how, this is not public record, found my school email, like my student email.
They wanted you. Like, wow, I didn't realize that they were so persistent.
I had no idea.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Overshare. Oh, Max is behind me and he just looks so comfortable.
Gosh, I would
love
to.
Sorry, guys. If you're watching online, I'm just admiring my dog lounging. Jocelyn's here too.
Hello. Yes, I'm here, but Max is far more important. Let's be real. I would love to be your dog for the day. Do you think Max and I could switch lives for a day? I feel like that would be some quality content.
It's just like napping, coming in and whining at me, but like not ever. Like he comes and whines at me and I'm like, genuinely, I don't know what you want. And I really want to know.
I know, which is why
let's go into our first segment because I have mine.
Okay, great.
So over it.
What she said.
All right, Lil, what are you over?
I'm over, one, not being able to communicate with my dog, and two, him whining at me immediately after we go outside. So he has peed, he has pooped, he has eaten, he has water. What else could he possibly need aside from just, like, attention? But he doesn't want pets, like, unless I'm going to get up and, like, play with him. I feel like dogs don't like whine to get you to play with them. So I need to know what he's thinking.
You know, that's why it was always so fascinating to me on the previous iteration of this show, Overshare, which was only on YouTube. It was like a YouTube talk show, which I guess this kind of is too. One of the questions we asked every single guest was, would you rather be able to speak any language on the planet Earth or communicate with animals?
Any human language.
Right, of course. Yes, of course. Or communicate with animals. And obviously, every single person answered, I want to talk to animals because I want to know what my dog is thinking. But have you ever considered like going to a dog psychic or like some sort of like ghost whisperer for your dog to try to get like his vibes?
You know, for a second, my eyes lit up like, oh, maybe I should. But then I was like, no, I'm not spending money on that. That is not a real thing. Who did I see post about psychics recently that was like, I don't believe in psychics. And if there are any that are out there, it's like a very select few that would never like let everyone know. Yes, it's not the people that are like doing like phone lines.
I mean, you and I have participated in kind of a lot of content in that world. And I finally said,
a lot, literally two.
No, at least three videos. One. Remember the crystal healer, the lip reader, that lady who like brought us on her show and then wanted us to read her mind. That was one of the worst experiences I've ever had. And after that, I said, never again will I participate in this. Because also, like, if these people, and I do think people have like special abilities and stuff, but like, then why aren't they like telling the future right now? Like, why couldn't we get ahead of COVID? Well, you know what I mean? Like,
I think that people are, there's certain people that are like very, very intuitive and
totally
like
agree.
Really good at reading people. So like,
I agree.
Maybe some kind of energy reader. I believe more in that.
Yes.
Psychics, I'm like, it just feels like you would be using, like you said, I don't really know how it works, but like if you could control it at all, like if you're able to have people come in and like them pay you to give their future reading, it feels like maybe you should be using it for something better.
I also feel like it would just be such a stressful life. Like you would have so much stuff going through your brain all the time that you would need to like release more of it. So that's why I'm always
like
confused.
Take a lot of Xanax.
Like logistically, I'm like genuinely confused because I'm like, why are these people not sharing more information with us? You know,
they don't know it, Jocelyn.
Which I definitely think too, based on my own personal experiences. I totally understand other people have different beliefs and experiences. But however, through my multiple shoots in this world, I have come to be like, no, thank you, essentially. So yes. So you can't communicate with Max and that's what you're upset about.
So I'm like, are you over psychics or do you want to do a different one?
Oh, well, obviously that's like something I already am over. But the other thing I'm over is the fact that I just want to say to all the people in Silicon Valley listening and watching this show, all the developers of new technology, would like to pleasantly request that we don't make anything else because I can't make any more video content. My time is so taken up, and I just recently discovered that Snapchat has made our followers public. So you know how many people are following you now on Snapchat. And I never knew until last week how many people had following me. And it's a lot. And so now I'm like, oh my gosh, I got to start doing Snapchat again. And then it's TikTok and it's YouTube. And then
Did you see that Twitter has stories now?
I got to tell the Silicon Valley people, please
chill
don't.
The fuck out.
Please stop. I love you so much. But I don't have any more time.
Love you, mean it, but need some space.
But like, Lil, really, realistically, obviously, we have a podcast. And we are like, I would say we're YouTubers more than anything. We make video content. But what other apps are you down to get down with? And what other ones are you like, I just can't with you?
I don't know how to say this without it coming across as just... bad, but that if I'm not going to be making, like, at this point in my life and my health and my career, if I'm not making money off of it and it's not bringing me joy, which none of these new like TikTok brings me joy to watch other people.
Totally.
Spending an entire day to make something that's 30 seconds that doesn't make any money that may or may not be seen by like what I. It's not personally fulfilling enough for me to be doing that. So I'm kind of at this point where if it's not making money, then I don't really care. But
well,
also,
listen,
it's like
that's fair.
TikTok, I guess, could make you money eventually, but that's such an investment up front to like hopefully get it. And there's no, I'll stick to YouTube for now.
And I like that you added if it's not bringing you joy, because that's a big thing too. I think opportunity costs everything.
If I like loved making TikToks, then yeah, absolutely. But like, I'm like, I just spent so long doing that. And it's like, yeah, it's funny, but like, I'm not like really, really glad I did it, you know?
Yeah. And I think I don't have like a genre to lead into on TikTok. So I've just been posting very random things
meaningless. Don't have any skills. So,
but I only post up on TikTok if like, I think it's funny and I want to post it and it brings me joy. And again, Pinterest has been bringing me a lot of joy. Also, Pinterest does monetize and will be monetizing more in the future. So I'm into that.
Not sponsored,
but Megan Tonjes really spoke to my soul when she came on our show. And she was like, there's a lot of girls doing these like videos, trying on a bunch of outfits. And she's like, just the concept of me doing that all day and not liking it and spending a whole day working on it, I don't want to do. Like, maybe people would like it, but it's not going to bring me joy.
Why do you think I quit? Clever.
You were like, sick of doing stuff like that.
Literally, I had so many times that I felt like an asshole saying it, but I had to be like, with Beauty Trippin', because that would be like, to be in that show, I was in a lot of the episodes, which first of all, we would get comments all the time that's like, Lily puts herself in all the, no, I did not put myself in the episodes. I would just get an email that I'm in it and I have to show up because that
was my
job.
You were in high demand. You were the star. You needed to be in the videos.
Like,
hello?
There was a few things that I suggested that like, because I suggested it, then I did it, but anyone could have suggested things. Anyway, that was like usually a very like almost like an all day shoot. So if I was doing that, like I couldn't really do anything else. And also it was like, oh, what are some like exciting new ideas we could do? And I remember always being like, guys, I can only get so excited about my 80th facial that I literally didn't want to begin with. And I don't want to sound ungrateful because yes, this is delightful. But would I ever in a million years have done this on my own time?
No.
So it's like, there's stuff that we did that was definitely fun. But then after a period of time, and even now I've been in this like reflective period of kind of like what I want to do with my own channel, because I was doing a bunch of story times and it was actually the most my channel had grown like since I started it. But then I was like, yeah. But then when someone goes, hey, what do you do? And you're like, oh, I have a YouTube channel. And then they're like, cool, what's your YouTube channel about? And then you're like,
stories, times.
the times I got drunk in college. Like, it's not that they aren't entertaining. Like, I'll watch them back and think that they're funny. And I understand that they are delightful for other people to watch. I hope the people that actually watch them.
They are. They're delightful to watch. I thoroughly enjoy
them. So it's like, it's not like it's like pointless, stupid content, because it's like, it's a distraction for people, something enjoyable to watch.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, I'm like, but then I'm like, what am I doing?
And you know what?
Like, it doesn't take skill for me to tell a story about myself. So it feels like a cop out that I'm just like, can I do something that I feel like I can show someone?
I think it's good to do. I think it's good to make that kind of content for the masses because people love your entertaining life, but you also have to do something that fulfills you. So you have to kind of figure out, and we're so fortunate, by the way, I was talking to a friend about this yesterday, that we live in a world where curating your own career is like common and accepted and is only going to continue to be. When you think about like two generations ago, literally everyone was just like, got to go to my 9-to-5. People didn't have this like entrepreneurial opportunity or spirit. It wasn't something like the choose your own adventure lifestyle was not a thing.
Well, and technology wasn't.
Right. And now, I mean, we have so many opportunities that allow us. It's so cool to be able to have the freedom to do what we're doing. But one thing I would like to say on the record is I loved Beauty Trippin'. I loved going on that show.
I did too. I don't want it to sound like I didn't like it. You know, I enjoyed all the stuff
you
did. But there would be like, especially when we would get asked for like, what do you really want to do? And it's like, I want to take a nap. Like, I'm fucking tired. Like, I don't want to do anything at this point. Like, please just let me sit.
No, I totally understand. It was exhausting though. And, you know, I mean, I think it's great that you're reflecting because you can be the master of your own destiny and do whatever the F you want.
Now my problem, I just was telling my friend the other day that I have like a few things that I've started that I'm like, I just have too many ideas. I think I was really burned out and it's starting to like, I'm slowly, the flame is being lit again.
Oh, good.
And I'm just like, I have too many ideas. And then my ADHD is like, you're too excited about all of them. So I just don't start any.
Well, speaking of our over it, it's time to hear from one of our listeners.
Hey ladies, it's Corey calling from Central New York. Basically, what I'm over this week is, and I've been over this for a while actually, like let me be real with you, I just don't think anyone should ever comment on anybody's body or like a lot of other things about them. For example, like body shaming, we all know like that's fucked up. Sorry for swearing. And you should not do that, like, completely. Everybody gets it. Like, don't body shame. Like, but nobody understands, like, don't comment on other people's bodies in general. Like, let me put it in a personal perspective. I was about 250 pounds and, like, 15. By the time I turned 16, entered my junior year, I was 180 and about 6 foot tall. So a drastic difference in appearance. And when I saw these people in school, and I went to a small school, so that's that. But when I would be at school or when I'd be out, people would be like, you look so great, Corey. You're doing amazing. Like, whatever you're doing, keep doing it. And what they didn't know is that I was suffering from depression. I was starving myself. I was suffering with multiple eating disorders. And what they were subconsciously doing to me was making me feel like, it's okay that I'm like starving myself because guess what? They said I'm prettier and that's fucked up. Like, I'm so sorry to start from starting again, but it's like, what else can I say about it? It's kind of jacked, you know? And I think what the real problem is, what I've learned is the world is full of walking wounded. And I saw this originally, like this whole concept of like the walking wounded on like a gospel station on my radio because I'm like boring. And even though I'm not religious, I did think that the pastor or the priest, I don't know who speaker was, point that like, you don't know what the person next to you has been through. And unless you know, you should probably be careful of what you say. Like, it's a whole concept of like, people are walking around and they are fucked up. Like, they don't know, like they've been through some shit and like, it's just not right to like, make comments on somebody else's life when you have no idea what they've been through. And it's different that, like, if, like, let's say I was like, oh, I I'm losing weight, guys. I'm going to the gym. Like, then it'd be appropriate for people to be like, good job, Corey, you do you, because I'll support it. But unless somebody shares that, like, story or shares the motivation, or you don't see them going to the gym, or you don't see them making, like, positive, like, good things, don't say anything at all. So that's it.
Wow. Okay, so, Corey, so much of what you just said resonates so much. And the thing I want to point out that he added towards the end that I think is the true genius in his Over It is that there's a big difference between people, like say you go on Instagram and you're like, oh my gosh, look, I've been trying to get in shape and now I have a muscle in my arm. Like you obviously want to share with the world that it's something that you're open about talking yeah. about and whatever. But so often in our culture, we really do celebrate like weight loss, but you don't always know what people are going through. Maybe they're having a health crisis, or maybe they're like having some sort of eating disorder or dealing with depression or whatever. So I always sort of like to, and I struggle with this. I find myself all the time complimenting people on their outward appearance. And that's something I'm trying to work more on instead of being like, you look really pretty. Like, be like, hey, I was really inspired by like X, Y, and Z that you did. Yeah. I've been trying to focus more on that. But I think just in general, unsolicited anything is dangerous. Like whether it's criticism or even, I guess, compliments based on what Corey was saying. So I think he made a lot of interesting points.
I completely agree and relate to a lot of it.
Totally.
I just had a comment on one of my pictures literally a couple days ago that is like, she's gotten so skinny. I hope she's okay. And it's like, yes, they're exhibiting concern and it's not a mean comment, but like you right. can wonder if I'm first of all, I'm fine. I'm like, yeah, I've gotten, it's been a depressing.
You're aware of what's going on with your health.
Yes.
And you're like pretty open about it as well.
And the last thing I'm doing is I don't have an eating disorder.
And we also see you making bacon literally every day. You're making bacon, like, you're making pancakes, you're like making muffins.
My appetite is not reflected with, anyway, regardless, not a problem. But I have received so many of those comments where it's like people act like they're concerned and that's why they're commenting. But I'm like, if you, like,
it's kind of trolling, actually.
Well, because at the end of the day, like, what? I'm not going to be like, oh my God, hi. Here, like, just and overshare everything about what's going on in my life to that comment, especially when it's invasive to begin with. So, I think
here's the thing, and I just think, like, as someone in our culture in the internet world, and as a YouTuber that's older, because I am, I don't have time to play with that. If you come at me, I had a woman recently come on my page on YouTube and tell me I looked like a disgusting skeleton. Okay. And I was just like, you know what? That's not welcome here. And so I found her place of work and I messaged her back saying, by the way, she works in our world, in the digital world, which is even more disgusting. I said, you know what? There's my mom. I'm just happy to reach out to your superiors. No problem whatsoever. Guess what? She deleted the comment and I haven't seen her since. So I'm just telling you that, Corey, I hear you. I see you. And I'm going to do my part to reach out to people's bosses, teachers, superiors. I don't care because guess what? I'm a grown up and I feel pretty good about myself, but I don't have time for people who do that to other people. So I will happily turn you in. I have no problem with that. You're welcome.
Anyway, weirdly, we are already, our topic was going to be somewhat about body changes and positivity and everything.
Yeah.
So, let's welcome our guest, Zach Campbell.
Yes. Okay, you guys, today we are so excited to have joining us for the first time on Overshare, someone that we consider a personal friend who has also taken the internet. And honestly, I'm just going to say beyond by storm, because like he's the only person in this group chat who has any connection to Miley, Ariana, or Beyonce. Joining us today is Zach Campbell.
Ah! Hi, everyone. Hi. Oh my God, I get to finally be on the Overshare podcast. This is everything.
Welcome.
So I feel we have to let people know kind of the genesis of our friendship, because I was sort of reminiscing today on how we met you. And Lily and I had been invited to go to a screening of Empire season 3. By the way, I love the show Empire still to this day. And I'll never forget, me, Lily, and our friend Drew were all sitting there, and someone behind us was like, just like had the best energy. I feel like you were like talking like, as the show.
Someone,
we were like,
no, no. Someone behind us was being super obnoxious, but hilarious and commentating during everything.
So we turn around to like meet this magical human and be like, you're hilarious. Who are you? And it was that.
I think we like turned around. He had said something that was funny and we turned around. We were all like, yeah, agree. And he was like, oh my God, wait, I recognize you guys. And then we were like, and you were like, you're clever. And then I think you came on cheat day like a couple weeks later.
That's literally what happened. I think like what was crazy was I was visiting LA at that time. I was still in college.
Oh, yeah,
in
2016. You didn't even live here.
So it wasn't even, I didn't even live here yet. This was like, I was just visiting, passing through.
Little baby.
My very first time in LA. Uh-huh. It was like, I was like 22 years old. It was like my first time like really looking at LA. And I was, of course, I was a Clever fan before I moved to LA. And I used to keep up with pop culture through you guys. So I was like, really crazy that I was like, I know the back of these heads, but maybe I don't. And I was like, maybe I don't. But my friend Trey took me to the Empire screening. And I was like, okay, sure. This is my, mind you, it was my very first screening, very first anything industry.
Which is also in LA. So like, random that they screened an episode of a TV show in a movie theater.
Yeah, I didn't understand that. And they still do it. I don't know.
It was good. Weird.
And so I went, and then watching the episode, I used to keep up with Empire, you know, prior to the screening, so I knew exactly what was going on. So as I'm giving the commentary, and I just was, I naturally do this, and I didn't even think about it. I don't even ponder about it. And I was talking to Trey, I was talking to my friend, but I'm loud, so it clearly it went down. And so as I'm talking, these three turn around like, girl, who are you? And I was like, wait. Oh my God, I know all three of your faces. This is too much. I can't do this. And literally, we just kept in contact. I went back to school. We kept in contact through Instagram and stuff like that. And then I finally told you guys I moved out here, and you guys literally had me in the Clever office literally 2 weeks after I moved here. It was like, so yeah, we need you in this, then the third. And man, mind you, I was a young creator. I was still like learning the business, still trying to learn like who I was as an entertainer. And you guys just scooped me on up and was like, well, here's a lot of cameras and producers and let's do it.
We need to throw in, I don't even remember what we ate, but throwing up the picture of us. We both look like babies. I think I had blue hair.
Yeah, you did have blue hair.
Back in the day.
It was back in the day.
So funny to me. I didn't realize that you were still in college at the time, which is so wild. Yeah. Or that you didn't live in LA. Like, I thought you had moved there recently, but I didn't realize you weren't even there yet. But the part that I love about this whole story is that, like, correct me if I'm wrong, but you really got your start and like catapulted for all of your amazing reactions and your reaction videos. Yeah. Meanwhile, we met you because of an actual live reaction that you were having right behind us.
That's what I'm saying.
Even with him being loud, there's a video on my channel of him and Kenny transforming me into an Instagram baddie. But there's a point, I feel like early on in the video, where Zach's like talking really quiet, mostly because he was kind of high. But he's like talking really quiet. And I stop and I was like, I'm not going to complain because I like it. But you're being awfully quiet. And he was like, thanks. Thank you for noticing. I'm trying. Because my old apartment was like, how my neighbors are loud here. I was probably the loud neighbor at my old apartment because the walls were just so thin. And Zach's voice carries.
It carries.
But it carries. A star. Okay, he's a star.
That's why.
I referenced Beyonce at the beginning of the intro with you. And I believe we actually had seen you at the Beyonce concert in her intro video on, was it the Formation Tour? I can't remember.
Yeah, it was Formation Tour.
We had seen you, I believe, in that video before we ever met you. And I remember seeing you in that montage and being like, oh my gosh, he's amazing. So break down, like, how did Beyonce find you? Etc. Because the she has craziest. Not found me yet, and I'm still waiting for my moment.
Also, we didn't realize that that was like when we met you. I don't think we realized that that was you right away, and then we like looked you up later, and we're like, "That's the Beyonce guy."
That's the same guy. I think what happened was, okay, so by all this, I was still in college, and I get a random email where,
see the video playing in my head now.
When you're a young creator, I feel like we used to get like, I feel like if you're a creator, you relate when you get like those like crazy emails out of nowhere, like people try to like spam you to do stuff and you're like, girl, I'm not even that popular, calm down. And so I got one of those and it was like, it was Parkwood Entertainment ex Zach Campbell. And I was like, what? No. So I completely ignored it, by the way. I ignored, they emailed me twice, actually. And I was like, no, this is completely spam. Because they talk about Beyonce all the time. So I'm like, this is like, somebody trying to, they want my social security number or something. I can't do it. So do you know Beyonce's team is so powerful that they found, don't know how, this is not public record, found my school email, like my student email.
They wanted you. Like, wow, I didn't realize they were so persistent.
I had no idea. I found this out after I picked up the call. They found my actual email, like my personal email that I don't even use for business purposes. And like they found like, and my Facebook. Like they found my Facebook. They emailed me the same message through all these like platforms. And I was like, okay, maybe this maybe. Just maybe. So I was like, maybe this is real. So I hit them up. Did the phone call, and as soon as I got on the phone, this lady was like, oh, Mr. Campbell, we've been expecting you. And I was like,
what?
This is so weird. Like, what are you talking about? Long story short, she was like, so Beyonce saw a clip of you on YouTube. Beyonce is an avid social media. Like, she loves YouTube. And people don't know this. So Beyonce found me on YouTube herself. She was just on
at night. It's like how Taylor Swift YouTube. Was, like, big on Tumblr.
That's just like that. And so Beyonce was like, oh, I love this, whoever this kid is, we need to find him. And that's how the hunt started.
I guess you don't say to Beyonce. So it does make sense that they were persistent.
Yeah, like they know I wasn't going to say no. Like, so the lady was like, I'm going to send, because I told her, I don't believe you, blankly on the phone. And she was in the Parkwood office. She said, are you sure? I said, yeah, I don't. She said, okay, well, to help you believe me, I will send you a contract with our name and Beyonce's name signed. I was like, okay, yeah, you do that. And I'll hit back, circle back.
Even then, I wouldn't believe it. That could be anything.
When I saw the contract and I saw her address to her office and all that, it was all this information that you really don't know. And I was just like, oh, I literally start sobbing and freaked out. So I called her back shaking and she was like, so are you down? I was like, yeah.
Yes.
So Beyonce used the footage. I asked them, can I come out to the show to see myself on screen?
Can I please see and then myself?
Can I see me? And then the day after it went live on the actual, like the first day of tour, it did so well that Beyonce was like, can we just use him for the whole tour? And so they hit me back up and was like, well, we have a different contract for you because Beyonce she loves you so much. So that's when she started to do choreography to me and she started to like do these, that's what the viral videos on Twitter of her like dancing to me, like talking. And she gave me tickets, flew me out to go to the concert and gave me security. And like, I was sitting front row, like with the pad, like the good stadium seats, but like the cushion on the seats. So I wouldn't sit like the hard seats. Yeah, like those, like the courtside seats. It was so sick. And she came out and as soon as she saw me, cause I guess he told her where I was sitting at, she literally had the biggest smile. She waved. And we danced like to Run the World Girls together. It was so dope. Like shoot in the front row. I will never forget that. And ever since then, her and her team have just been so like amazing. And they've watched me grow in my career. Her and Gaga are like the two biggest people
in my career. Oh gosh, it's crazy.
You were uploading a lot, but it wasn't like nearly as consistent as you are now, right?
Oh no, I didn't even, it wasn't a career for me.
It had gone viral.
Yeah, I was just like, I just love Beyonce. May I mind you, the video that Beyonce found only had like 14,000 views.
That was what I was going to ask next, is like how many views were your other things getting and then how many?
It wasn't even viral. That's what's crazy. That's why I'm like, fate is crazy because the video, once again, was not viral. It wasn't huge. So she had to scour the internet to find that video.
That's always,
and, I, I'm, but I, it was,
yeah.
It was on an older channel before the Zach Campbell channel, which I guess could have brought it to light because my at that time when she found me, my Zach Campbell channel had already taken off and I had like 50K subscribers already at that time. So I guess it wasn't hard to find my older work and then just see what I was doing. But yeah, that's what happened.
I just love to know that Beyonce likes to like go on YouTube and look around. Like, I now feel like I have so much in common and also so little in common. Well, but it's just, that's crazy.
And that's what I was even gonna ask. I think of Jessie Smiles, always watches a shit ton of YouTube, and she'll watch people that like don't have like it, something that has like 500 views. And I'm always like, how did you even find this? How and that's like Beyonce. Like, I guess if you're reacting to her, I mean, if you just search Beyonce and then keep pressing next on the pages for a while, but like, still, it's so weird how people come across things and get recommended things. And
that's what I'm saying. She could have, but when she called me, the lady said, "No, Beyonce handpicked you." She said, "We didn't pick you." She was like, she wrote your name down and told us to go on a hunt to find
They're
you.
They're like, we're really and annoyed so, because it took us 2 weeks to contact you.
To get to contact you. And so, but yeah, and it's just like, I think my career has been that all along because a lot of my followers have this assumption that I have like a big agency, and you guys know this, it's literally just me and my manager. And it's been like that since I've been in LA. It's literally just been, and people just gravitate towards my content and kind of my personality and what I guess bring to the table when it comes to entertainment.
Well, and you're really, I can tell you right now, they gravitate towards you as a person and your energy because you are consistent. Like, of course you have different, like right now, maybe you're not like, freaking out, but like when you do that, it's for real. Like you have a real passion that is like, some people try to fake, and you could tell. Yeah. But with you, it's like the real deal. So I'm so happy.
Well, that's,
you.
I was going to say that you're really real. You're really honest. And then I think the kicker is that even when you're really honest and it could be like not the most positive reaction, it's still funny. And it isn't in a way that like they, like you wouldn't be like, oh, I hope this artist never sees this because they're never going to talk to me again. It's like, I feel like you have a good, like they appreciate your opinion because you do have a good,
it's still kind.
It's being real. Cause like, I always knew that being rude was not the thing. And I knew that like, and you know, internet, what we do, if you're shady, you could blow up really, really quickly.
Totally.
But I always knew that I wanted to be in the music industry and not just a YouTuber for the rest of my life. And so I was like, you know what? Let me think. And this is younger me. So I was like, how would I talk to this artist if they were right in my face? Because my goal is to start interviewing these girls and to sit down in the rooms with these girls. I don't want to be like, you remember that video from 5 years ago and you hated me? Like, I just don't.
Well, and especially, I don't want like that. There's ways that you can, like, especially when someone that you do love, and that's like, I feel like you're reacting to, like, you're not reacting to someone that you don't usually listen to. You're reacting to the people that you're always listening to. If Little, yeah, I mean, Little Mix is,
oh my gosh, Little Mix is
a horrible Little example Mix. Because I was going to say if Little Mix like put out a song you didn't like, but like,
it's not possible. Also, by the way, we need to discuss really briefly something that I have a bone to pick with is
then he hung out with Little
why
Mix?
Is Little Mix? No, why? No, I know that you have like a strong, you're probably texting them. Okay, let's do that. But why are they not more famous? Why are they not on Beyonce level? Well, no, I mean, no one's on Beyonce level, let's be real. But like,
I know exactly what you're talking about.
You know
about.
What I mean?
Yeah.
Why
I don't think anyone realizes, like, if you go watch, like, spend an hour watching concert footage, they're amazing. Like,
unbelievable.
It's unreal. Like, to see how many people are successful over them, I'm like, but they all have good voices. They all, and I love that they all actually get along. One of my favorite things to watch is like bloopers of their interviews and stuff of them being shady.
Yeah. This is so funny because I was just talking to them a couple days ago because we're setting up an interview to have them on the channel.
Fuck off.
But no.
Tell them we say hi.
No, Little Mix. I will. No, definitely. Little Mix is one of the like, but that's the thing. People ask me this all the time. Have I had like any rude celebrities? Like, you know, and I'm like, no, those girls are hella like sweet. Like, oh my God, they're so sweet. And once again, I've ran into my favorite celebrities and talked to them and interviewed them. And they're like too normal to the point where I'm like, you can be a little bit of a bitch, but okay, I get it. I understand. What else was I say? No, so they are not big in America. We had this conversation off camera and on camera, but I was telling them, I think it's due to the fact that, one, the girl groups in America require different things. Take it back to the Spice Girls. It's just a different formula for us Americans than it is for the UK, unfortunately, even down to the music. Their pop music is so universal, but it's not American, if that makes sense.
Well, and interesting.
And so I told them, and yeah, it just feels like it's so different. Like, it's so bubblegummy, but yet raunchy for UK. But Americans, I feel like our pop music is all raunchy. And when, and this is, you know, and they appeal to like a younger audience, and they love that. And they inspire so many young girls.
For
and
sure.
I think that that's what keeps them in that, like, damn, y'all need to be so much bigger box. Because I remember back in the day, they tried to put Ariana in that box too.
Yeah.
But it was just like, she's not having it. Well,
and I was going to say also, I guess maybe not as much anymore with like, especially with like TikTok and social media, but that without heavy marketing and promo in the US, then you just like can't.
It's just not, yeah, it just doesn't translate. Like, their music is so, so good. But maybe their U.S., not even maybe because we talked, but their U.S. record label of theirs may not push them the same as the U.K.
Exactly. Well, and that's because so, I've even, like, spent time, like, catching up and being like, what has Little Mix been up to? Like, I never
I didn't
hear
even
about
see
them.
That. Yeah.
And then, like, watching a bunch of stuff and being like, where? What? Why haven't? Why is everyone not watching this right now?
It's crazy. It's so,
so
crazy.
Obviously, Zach, you are friends with many of these people that you work with, which makes it even more authentic. You mentioned Gaga, and there's, you mentioned Miley and her camp, which I just love. But like, who were you, beyond Beyonce, who were you most shocked to hear from personally?
I think Miley is the most recent one. And the reason why, because, okay, so long story short, me and Miley, she posted me on her, like, Instagram in, like, 2018.
I remember texting it to you and being like, who the fuck are you? Like that's why me and Zach's conversations are just me. Like, if you read them and didn't know me, you would think that I'm just such an asshole because it's me being like, fuck you. Like, literally. But it's like, that's code for like, oh my God, I'm really proud of you. This is so awesome.
Yeah. Abso-fucking-lutely. Like, because like me and like, I used to freak out over every, I still freak out over every little thing. And so I used to like, all my friends talk to me this way, like, bitch, can you fucking even believe this? And so the most recent one, I would say like that has me surprised is Miley, because we talked in 2018. It was a cute little post. It wasn't nothing too crazy. But the DM always stayed open. You know, once you, you know, tag somebody on Instagram, you can DM them. So I did. And so I was like, you know, let me just see what happens. And we kept in contact. And she's such a, once again, a nice girl, very honest. And I don't take, when people, especially in Hollywood, tell you, oh, I'll keep in contact, I don't keep it to heart. I kind of be like, whatever. And that's just with everybody. And so with her, but she's always been consistent, like, throughout the years. So when this came back around, she told me, like, yeah, I'm going to have my digital team hit you up for this next era. This is right when Midnight Sky came out. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, okay, cute. And she sent me a projector. She sent me a projector from Midnight Sky, like, from some PRs, like, for the song. And then her media team, sure enough, hit me up through email to my manager and was like, we have some exclusive stuff for you that Miley wants you to be a part of. And it's just, it was so refreshing to see, like, wow, she really didn't forget. And she really was like, I really like you. She was like, I actually like you. And she posted me on her main feed today, over 116 million people, which is insane. And gave me a dedicated post with a tag. And I'm just like,
wait, was this today? Did you say that happened today?
Right now. Like,
we've been podcasting all day. I haven't seen that.
It's been crazy. It's been insane. She gave me a exclusive look at her and Dua Lipa's new music video. And she wanted me to be the teaser to announce the new single. Insane.
Why am I going to hear Miley Cyrus?
I have so many goosebumps all over my, underneath Grinch sweater.
You're just, there you are. You're just on my
Sick of being upsold at gyms? My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
That is wild. But Zach, no. Tell me if you agree with this, because we were talking about this in our last podcast, that just because of my career at Clever, I have interviewed a lot of these like huge A-list celebrities, yeah, and many, 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 many of them. And in my experience, absolutely, and I'm curious because you interact with them in a much more personal level. In my experience, the more successful and bigger celebrities are the most kind and genuine. And I believe that's how they've gotten successful. That is my belief. Jocelyn, what do you think?
Josh, when I tell you something, this is so fucking crazy. I just had this conversation with my boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, it is so weird how the...
I know, boyfriend.
You saw that?
Drop that.
It's so crazy how bigger celebrities literally are so nice. Their teams are so patient. They're so understanding. They want to make it work. Compared to smaller artists or maybe coming up artists, they have like this diva or like,
yep,
you know, I already have a maid mentality. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, girl, you just not coming up. Calm down. But it's so insane how that happens. I'm like, I would expect, like I said, when me and Gaga had a conversation in Vegas, which was even insane to even say, she cried to me before I could even cry to her about me. Like, she broke down in tears and was like, I'm just so proud of you. Like, I've been watching, because, you know, it was because of her that I even blew up
if
in the Lady first
Gaga
place.
If Lady Gaga told me so, she was proud of me.
Literally? I'd retire.
It's like,
so does that mean you adopted me? That's what that verbal exchange means?
So that means I can come home with you, right? But she was just so humble and so, like, the humility was just so crazy. And I'm like, this is the same Oscar winning, like, this is, like, you're a Lady Gaga now. Like, you're really Lady Gaga. Star is Born, the whole bang. And her team and her dancers. I got high with her dancers after the concert.
Can you please get high with my, does she smoke anymore? Maybe not.
I think she still does, but I don't know.
Get high with Miley for me, just so I can, like, bucket list by association.
Yeah. That's amazing. I'm actually exclusive. Me and Miley's team are now working to have her on the channel to interview her about the new album that's coming
out. So I'll be your camera person.
I think it's going to be virtual, though, because, like, Corona. But, like,
right. Yes. Fucking A. Yeah. But I have noticed, actually, speaking of you interviewing people, I saw on your Instagram the Tracee Ellis Ross interview, and like, she looked like she was having the effing time of her life with you, which makes a lot of sense if you know Zach.
Literally, that was, and Joss, you know, you and Lily have done millions of movie junkets, so that was like my first movie junket, and the fact that Tracee chose me to do it, I don't know how she found, but... When we sat down and talked, literally after we got done talking, the cameras cut, her and her producer, she said, this was the best interview for this movie. She was like, you don't understand how easy this was. And she was like, thank you so much for being, like, amazing. And then her assistant then texted me after, like, she literally is obsessed with you. And I'm like, well, this is insane. I don't know how to feel about this. Because I did that. Like, I literally,
they're used to talking to people that are interviewing them, like, interviewers all day. And then they get to talk to you. And it's just like hanging out with a friend.
Yeah, and it was like, they literally told me, like, because we only had, like, you know, he'll have, like, a time limit.
Right.
And the producers were telling me, like, she didn't want to stop. We had to, you know, I had to wrap her up. Like, I had to tell her to kind of, you know, wrap it up. Okay, stop talking. Because I need another question to get in. And it was just so organic. And I guess that's, like, kind of what has started to happen with my career currently, where, like, interviewing celebrities have started to become more natural. Because I always tell my manager, and I try to tell labels and stuff, that I don't want anyone to come to my channel and feel like this is a corporate kind of, like, very traditional situation. I'm a fan of music first. Now, the whole celebrity part of myself coming about, it's nice. I love that, you know, I get recognized, but I'm a music lover first and I'm a fan first. And so then the celebrity part of myself should sit in the back. So I like to talk to celebrities as if my fan base are, like, in my ear, like, oh, bitch, ask this.
Yes.
Or talk about this. Because that's what I would ask if I had the fucking opportunity.
You're the
in-between. So I'm like, I want to be the middleman for like my like your fans, my fans, and you. And I don't want you to feel like you're talking to just another corporate person or like a complex, no shade to
that. And then you're like asking like things that, you know, as a fan of the music and not asking because you're trying to get a headline.
Or a clickbait. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I want to be like, yeah, I want it to be like, oh, you come to my channel, you watch these people, and it's like a whole nother light. Like, oh, wow, that's how they really kick it. Mm-hmm. You know?
And so I think that's the beauty of it, is that they could not tell you anything actually of substance in the interview, but it would still be just as entertaining, if not more entertaining, to watch you just talking to them and getting to know what they're like, rather than them like spilling the details on some exclusive that like isn't really that exciting.
And then sometimes, like when
and
I interviewed Little Mix last year. Exactly. Like when I was interviewing Little Mix last year, I had no idea when I posted this, by the way. She, my girl Jay dropped a big bomb on my interview, like, oh, I'm single. And I'm looking like, as I'm filming it, I'm having such a conversation. I didn't even notice that. So when we edited it and posted it, it went viral in the UK. And everybody was like, Zach Campbell exclusive, Jade is single. Whoa! I didn't know I even had that exclusive.
See, and that's to be, so the more comfortable you make people, the more willing they are to talk. And then for sure.
So, Zach,
I believe in manifestation. I believe you should put all your things out into the world. We've discussed Gaga, Beyonce, Miley, Little Mix, Ariana. Who is at the top of your list of someone that you haven't really interacted or worked with? Who is it, and what can we do to help?
Oh, I would love Cardi B. I would love Nicki Minaj.
Oh my gosh.
I would love Katy Perry would be amazing.
100. Just to, like, love you for
sit
that.
Sit down and talk to her about everything. Of course. I think those are like the people like I would like bend my back to make it work. Everyone else, I think these are like the people like I just like I've been listening to for a long time, and I'm really interested in to see what they have to say. Megan Thee Stallion will be amazing.
That's people that you've like watched their whole career.
Yeah, it's like I've watched their career and kind of seen them grow. And so I would say those three off the top of my head, and Megan, just because I've really seen her grow from like college to now.
Literally, guys, he used to make us listen to her like years ago. And then that's even...
She had no idea.
You made me react to her on your channel. And it's literally me. And she says the N-word a lot. And it's this song that's really intense. And it's just me sitting there being like, oh.
Yes, that's the point of this show. I want to show people... show my audience that there's a lot of different reactions to people's, you know, stuff. And it's like people digest music differently and different people listen to different music. And I just want to get people's opinion and capture it. And I think that's what it just shows our differences are actually similarities. And I think that's
100%. Have you ever done like any reactions to any genres that are like so outside of your like interest as far as pop culture? Like, I don't know if you're into like real country or like bluegrass or like, I mean, even like jazz music or something like
that's
that.
So
I just pictured you in like a cowboy hat, by the way.
in my real life. So, you know, I went to school in Ohio. So going to school in Ohio is a lot of country music. Mm-hmm. Excuse me, a lot of country music. So I actually learned a lot of country music, and I actually got into, I'm actually a slight Carrie Underwood stan.
Oh,
and
yes.
People don't know that. I just think she's so fabulous. Like, and I love the Dixie Chicks because I love their whole story about how the industry did them. And like, it's actually funny. I'm actually in Shania Twain, of course.
Obviously.
Let's go, girls.
I'm actually interested in a lot of, I'm actually interested in a lot of country, but I don't talk about it because I don't really know too much about it. But I actually, in my real life, I'm actually interested in country. People don't know.
Okay, well,
that.
We need to get you in with Carrie Underwood, okay?
I would die. Oh my God.
I kind of know some of her people and some of Shania's people, too.
Oh, yeah. So Justin and I did an interview with Shania on Shania's Facebook page
for like an hour.
I would
pee. And Shania is like, you know, I think what a lot of people don't realize, especially like we were saying earlier, the most famous people, the ones who are like top tier, like I'm Madonna or whatever, who I've never seen in person, by the way. But like Shania Twain rolled up to this interview with like one other person. She had like not a huge team of people, no entourage. just her, just very down to earth. And there she was. And I was like, this is the weirdest, wildest, coolest thing that's ever happened to me. So it's really so interesting. Crazy. But we'll discuss offline. So Zach, you're in the midst of this like career explosion, obviously, over the last handful of years. You now have a boyfriend. I mean, you're thriving. It's very exciting. Congratulations.
Thank you. I'm trying to get like you. I'm trying to get married one day.
Oh, you know what? It worked out. It's crazy. Like,
I know.
You guys give 30 me help.
Something years. But also in the midst of this, and this is something that you have shared so much and it's so inspiring on your social media, is your health journey and like all the things that you've been doing over the years. And I just think it's so commendable of you for like, you are so inspiring to so many people.
Thank you.
So what has that,
and you look
what has that been like for you? Yeah.
So losing weight for me was a big deal because when I first moved to LA, I didn't understand. First of all, I didn't know how easy it was to be healthy in Los Angeles. It's so accessible here. Like it was just like,
yeah, it's true.
Oh, like you really could be healthy here. Like it's really almost no excuse. And so it was always a goal of mine to get healthy and to, you know, I love to perform, I love to dance, I love to entertain. And to do that, I need the stamina. I wanted to be able to move and you know, keep up. And so I was like, I want to start being healthier and lose this weight and just see a different me. I felt like I wanted to see a different side of myself. I wanted to push myself, and I'm really interested in pushing myself mentally into different things that make me uncomfortable. Hence, you know, when we do this, our jobs, creating and being our own bosses is uncomfortable.
Right.
So I was like, I want to do the same thing with my weight loss. And took me 2 years. Now we're down 100 pounds, 110 pounds now, I believe.
That's amazing.
And it feels like it was like a lot of it was in like a, like 5 months of it. Like, I feel like you were like making progress. Yeah. And all of a sudden it was like, oh my gosh, who is that?
Like, that's what it was. It was just like, and watching and having my audience watch me do it. Like, I literally can go back to 2018 and see a difference from now, you know, and then. And I know my audience, you know, they watch us heavily more than we watch ourselves. So I know they can completely tell me a whole evolution of, you know, the time span. And it was just motivational for me. And I wanted, and then I didn't even notice that my voice or me doing it was helping other people.
Because totally.
I wasn't trying to sign up for that. I wasn't trying to be, you know, the body conscious.
Yeah. If anything, I feel like
I didn't know that was me.
A lot of the time, people will do it to just kind of like hold yourself accountable too. To like be like,
yeah,
oh, hey, if I post this, then it's like I'm going to keep doing it because I already put it out there that I'm going to.
That's exactly what it was. It started off as like, you know what, I'm just going to post it. And, you know, this is me saying like, if I don't do anything, well, you see what happened, you know. And if I delete the post, I kind of chickened out. And so, but then it turned into people like, well, I'm going to try it too. And well, I'm going to do it too. And people that have been watching me for years, like I watched you when you were, you know, younger and I knew when you were bigger and you inspired me to lose weight. And so when I post these updates on my Instagram and they receive so much love and so much likes, and people love it, it speaks volumes. And I guess it kind of goes past just an Instagram post. And it kind of is like, oh, wow, people are like really taking this to heart. It's like amazing.
And I think what's like really inspiring, first off, for the record, obviously it should go out without saying that you were a total babe the whole time we've known you. Okay.
Thank you.
Beauty, it just exudes from you. And I think that is the most beautiful part of you.
And confidence always. Like you definitely, I would say you have a different era of confidence about you now, but like you were always like,
for sure.
Because I had to. Like, I feel like one thing about me is own what you got, honey. At the end of the day, I can't sit around and mope like, well, you know, I've had that time. I've had body dysmorphia. I've had the mental challenges of, you know, losing weight and trying to lose weight. And so I knew the dark places of it all, but I didn't want to stay there because it sucks. It sucks ass.
And the thing that's like there. Also so inspiring that I think resonates with so many people is that, you know, we see so much on, you know, we see on Instagram, like, take this tea, drink this tea and you'll be like instantly in shape or do this or whatever. And it's like so much harder to put in the effort and the work over years. And I major snaps to you because,
thank you.
You know, you just seem like you're thriving and you look so hot in all of your posts as you always have. But
thank
now
you.
You're like wearing some, like, I mean, you just did like a whole Ivy Park situation. Yeah, I'm really loving it.
That was insane. I think that it's just all about, for me, it's just about, like I said, pushing myself. And even with like
creating content. I think that I'm about to turn 27 next year, and I just feel like I've been in LA since I was 23. So like, I feel like now it's like the time for me to like really put my foot into like my creativity and me as a brand. And I think I've had so many wonderful opportunities to kind of lead up to whatever point I'm getting to. But there's so many things I want to do. And I just feel like weight loss for me was, I had to conquer that to then conquer my career, if that makes sense. I know that probably sounds crazy, but I just want to see the mental capacity of myself that if I can see this change happen and just be patient, then, because there is no instant tea, there is no, I wish.
No.
It's just a whole, it's a whole lot of my friends going to In-N-Out and Wingstop, and I can't have it. So it's a whole lot of that. And so, yeah, it's a mental thing. And I think that that's why it was big for me to push myself mentally to, I guess, kind of grow and evolve all the way around and not just my weight loss.
Good for you. I think it's just so inspiring. And I love that you're like at this place in your life where you're like even pushing yourself to do even more like in your career. So like, what would you like to do next? Do you want like a TV show, a streaming show? Do you want everything to live on your channel? Because you have access. These celebrities want to talk to you more than they want to talk to like E! News, probably. You know
and
what I mean?
That's the point. That's the thing. So, yeah, I want to, well, more tea. I'm coming out with music next year.
What?
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
I'm coming out with like my own EP next year. I've performed and I've done covers on YouTube, which did well. And that's another thing, you know, when on, you know, YouTube, once you step out of a box that the people put you in, you think they won't do well. And so I was like, well, I always dance and play dance on Instagram. Let me just actually get a film crew and actually do something. And so I did those things and twice, and they did really well. They did better than my reactions did on my channel. So I was like, oh, well, this is interesting. And the main question every time, even from Gaga's management, so when are you coming up with your own stuff? And I was like, oh, well, you know, it's always been a dream of mine. And actually, before I was a personality or how to, you know, sit down to talk, I was a theater kid. I actually was a performance kid. I used to perform and be in a choir and stuff like that. Like, that was my thing. That was me. And so then YouTube came along and I was like, oh, I'm actually good at running my mouth too. And it just kind of blew up. But I think that's why, you know, when I perform and people kind of gravitate to that and they love when I dance and stuff, because it's once again, it's a natural feeling. It's a natural thing for me. I don't have to force it. So that's happening. So music next year. Also, I'm working on my own podcast, my own video podcast.
Yes.
With Tidal next year.
That's exciting. That's like Jay-Z's thing, right?
Yeah, that's Jay-Z and Beyonce.
Another casual collection. Yep, go ahead. Yeah. Great.
And that's another thing. Like, they reached out and was like, we would love to, you know, take things to the next level. And I'm just like, okay. So to between having a, and it's gonna, you know, that's where my celebrity stuff will live. As far as, because they will help me obviously have bigger reach
with
to booking bigger
celebrities and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. And so it'll be easier at that point to like book people. And so, and I love that they give me creative freedom to like have it on Tidal, but also have it on my channel.
Okay.
After a certain amount of time. So that's like, I can own my content still. And that's just amazing. I think that and working with Spotify next, I'm in talks with Spotify also. They have like a new streaming thing coming out with like a music show situation, which is dope. And I don't know what else is going to happen next year. Who knows? But that's what I've planned for next year.
Oh my gosh, yeah, I'm so inspired. Crazy. I'm like, I have nothing planned for next year. Lil, what about you?
Literally zero things.
Oh my gosh. No, but it's so amazing just to like see your career thrive. It's like really, really cool.
I literally talk about you two all the time. You guys don't understand. Like, I actually tell like a lot of people, like my start in LA, and it can never ever start without you two. It never can, like, my story doesn't start without, like, it cannot, because like you literally, like I said, 2 weeks in, I was in the Clever offices, and you guys actually opened me up to a lot of different possibilities of like content, and even me myself as an entertainer, I didn't know how funny I really was on my own or like outside of my own YouTube channel. And to see like on a whole nother network in front of like these professional people and actually get asked to come back multiple times. No, I mean, more professional than I was. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was like a bigger scale for me. So it was just like insane to be like, oh no, we just love your personality. Come do this. It wasn't even about a numbers game. It was like, oh no, we just love you. And so I will never, ever, ever, ever. That's why I tell Lily, I'm like, girl, anything you need, let me know, bitch. I'm on there. I'm there. What you need? What's the tea?
The shoot that just... I will never forget, Zach. Oh my gosh, that freaking talent show that we did.
I love that.
I'm like, if I ever went to apply for like a full-time job again as a producer or anything, I'd be like, hello, unscripted original content. Yes. Hello, I somehow cut this disaster of a 24-hour challenge into these and... You guys are the, oh my God, I don't know what's funnier, your performance in it or you guys going,
the judging.
You guys going and like checking on us beforehand and just making fun of us. But oh my God, it's one of my favorite videos we ever made.
That was one of my favorite videos I have ever done on that platform. I promise you. I think even dudes view like fucking.
It's one of my favorite clever videos that we ever did. There's two.
Literally.
It cracks me up so much because there's just so many different things going on.
I got to fucking rap in Hogwarts. That's insane.
Oh my God, I forgot about that. I forgot about that.
I got to be Weasley, which is insane. And I got to rap as Weasley. And I got to wear a ginger wig. So that was amazing.
I was talking earlier how with a lot of the beauty tripping episodes, it would be like after a certain point, like how many face masks can you get? Like, I don't really care anymore. But it was like, I don't want to sound ungrateful, but it's just like most of it was not stuff I would have done on my own. I think that that applies to things that weren't necessarily... Like, sometimes it's like, I would have rather been able to focus on something else rather than having to do that. But then there's stuff like the Harry Potter rap or like Halloween costumes, weird shit that I never would have done that I'm like, no, I'm glad that happened because otherwise I just like...
I never would have done it.
It's stuff that it was just like stupid and ridiculous that literally never would have been even remotely worth putting the time in that suddenly was like, oh, well, it's for work.
No, seriously. Like, and I think that like those days and those times, like legit, like definitely helped mold what I'm doing now because like literally I learned how to like interview and like, I'm like doing these productions and filming. You'll see when you guys come film this show, it's like, I'm up here in my own little studio, like doing the whole slating and like really doing this whole thing. And it's like, it used to just be me and a ring light and my bedroom. And that's all it was. Fast forward it. And I have this studio. It's just so insane. It's just,
which
I will forever
also
be grateful.
P.S. I'm working on graphics for some of Zach's shows. And I went to grab a screenshot from one of your things to then like use to put stuff over it. Your lighting looks so cool.
It's like it's, I'm like about to edit now and color correct. Look at me color correcting. It's not like, it's like, so like I did research and like, that's why, you know, I always ask you about stuff when I don't know what the hell I'm doing.
Well, that's, I've watched it before, but I think it was like, I was staring at it for a long time and it was just a still. And I was like, this lighting looks really good. How did he do that? I'm like, I've been to his apartment and I feel like I didn't, like, how is...
I bought new lighting, like this big bitch behind me. That's her girl. Mm-hmm. She's the new girl,
Joss,
that I got. That's like,
we need to get ours. We have that, I think, and it's in storage. We have it for sure.
Oh, we do. As I'm sitting here in front of a ring light in a random Airbnb right now, I'm like, I need an upgrade. I'm getting inspired.
You just carry that around with you everywhere. Maybe I'll steal it.
Oh my gosh.
No, but I bet even your neon, the colors behind it that you have on the wall.
I bought, I got this whole 100-foot paper thing.
It's seamless.
And I got it mounted on my thing professionally on my wall. And then I got, like, the RGB lighting. And I just learned, like, how to, like, RGB light and studio light at the same time so it doesn't bleed into each other. And, like, learn how to, like, I'm still want to go buy, like, reflectives, like, to put up. It's so many things, technically, that I'm trying to do. But my goal is to make my channel itself, like, you guys really inspired me with, like, Clever back then and, like, watching you guys produce shows. And I'm, unfortunately, for somebody else. But, like, it's just, like, now... like you guys have like over like your like the podcast, like I'm so inspired by like how you guys can like make your own stuff and like make it like this show type feel, and it feels like it's actual own content.
Well,
and I'm like, that's what I want for my shit.
And the beauty of your stuff too, we would run into occasional, I think shows can be super beneficial because it gives you like more brand awareness and gives like consistency. So people are like, yeah, I want to go back and see that one show. And often, I think with YouTubers, they'll do a lot of the same type of video. So it'll kind of almost be like a recurring segment, but they still don't really like show, like make it a show. Your stuff though, we would run into the problem that it would be like, Beauty Break was pretty open-ended, I guess, but it's like even Beauty Trippin', at a certain point, we've tried pretty much every treatment you can get done. So it's like, what do you do? Do we like do, and what if there's something that doesn't fit on that show? And now we can't do it because we have to still fill that slot. Your stuff is the best of both worlds because you get to have a show, but yours is like, that's a bop. So, or bop or flop. So it's like that literally, you were, it's music. So it's like, you never,
yeah, it's just literally music. No, like I wanted to, okay, and that's the thing. Like, I want to, like, even a bigger, bigger goal of mine is to somehow figure out a way, and like working with these labels now, I'm trying to crack that wall where I want labels to understand that reaction channels, and not just myself, because there's a lot of great people that do it, but we actually bring a lot of traffic to streams and a lot of, you know, recognition to the songs, and they love to come and collect the coin and copyright. And I've, thank God, I've figured out a way to monetize my content and not get copyrighted and, you know, live, I have make a living, you
which
know?
Which you're so lucky, because that's like very rare that there's,
it's so hard to do, you know, like I've been through a lot with labels. So to now have them now in my back pocket to be like, oh yeah, can we help? Can you help us do this?
Cause that's even why like the whole like world of YouTube covers died.
Exactly. Like, all the YouTube and musicians.
People, and cause people, I people guarantee died because there would people be getting copyrighted. Tons of that everywhere and people would still listen to it. But it's, we were talking earlier, if you're not going to make any money off it, you can't put the time in.
There's no point. And you don't, you can't buy the equipment to do what you want to do. Yeah. And it's just like, so I want to figure out how to get YouTube and these labels to understand, like, can we figure out a merger where reaction channels can, like,
use a percent. Either,
like, you know how we have like, that option where
you can use, like, 25%
like, you know, we can share
song,
revenue. Or... Yeah, or it maybe give us either, like, clearance on, like, how long you can use the song, or maybe even share the, like, share the revenue between
Red
you and the
share.
Label.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? I just feel like it shouldn't be just automatically take down strike. I think
it should
be
like... No, because you're
like,
providing them free marketing, okay, at the end of the day.
Literally free marketing.
And also, Zach, the other thing to point out is they can be very picky about who they allow these clearances, because we don't need to give drama channels and mean people
there you
clearance.
Go. There
but
you go.
But you are an honest and kind person who is promoting these people's music for $0. So you should make money off of it.
Also,
and I should be, I'll saying. Be your lawyer. I'm not a lawyer, but I'll be your lawyer.
Even like when you think of how like at Clever, when we would get like exclusive clips or like exclusive clips, you'd have to get sent, I'm sorry,
by the label or the
by
studio,
the studio directly. But then there's also EPK interviews and footage, the electronic press kit. So it's like you can go and every news, I mean, if you are even remotely legit at all, you can have an account and you can log on and download these trailers. And it's funny because I actually just got recommended the Twilight trailer. I think it was because I was Googling Twilight for my trip to Oregon.
Don't lie. It's because you were watching it. It's a
no,
great
but how
film.
Funny is, okay, how funny is this? That literally...
Team Jacob.
The trailer from Clever TV kind of... comes up, which like Twilight was one of the things that put Clever on the map. Twilight, Justin Bieber, and Selena Gomez. But the trailer came up and had 41 million views. And I think now you can't monetize them, like
no,
as of like 5 years ago, probably. But in the beginning of Clever, you could monetize them and they made a shit ton of money because they just put them, it was like whoever could get it up fast enough made the most money.
Fun fact, actually, Zach, you'll enjoy this because of your Miley Cyrus connection. You can let her know this when you chat. The first video that ever went viral on Clever TV back in like 2009 or something, Hannah Montana Hoedown Throwdown music video with choreography. Okay.
Wow.
So that was like our first ever viral video. And it was literally like, I wasn't even in it. It was just like,
It's like the clip that everyone had that anyone could post.
From Hannah Montana. From the Hannah Montana show.
That's insane.
But Zach, again, I will be your lawyer. Also, just want to throw out there, I would love to get the contracts going so that we can be whitelisted when we do reactions of your music. Because yeah, that will be happening. Lily and I will be reacting to all of your EP next year. I just want to throw that out there. But are you down to stick around for our final segment?
Yes, of course.
Okay, great.
So long, Cherwell. I hate us so much more now.
Okay, so this is Cherwell, and this is where we say farewell, but we also share something that has brought us joy this week. And it could literally be like, I like that lamp. Or it can be like, world peace. It can be anything that you are thinking of currently. Lil, do you want to kick us off?
Sure. Mine will be, first of all, it's a general and then a specific. What brought me joy is that as I said, I'm working on some graphics for Zach's shows. And I sent him one, and that generally I love he always sends voice notes.
I never respond with them
usually because I'm like in the middle of doing something or like zoned out and I'm like, can't talk, I'll just text. But he always is just like sending like minute long, and it'll start like responding to whatever I said, but then it just kind of rambles and just like talks for a minute. So those always bring me joy, but specifically I sent him one of the graphics things and he basically watched it and then sent me his reaction via voice note, and it was just such a sweet reaction. And it was like 2:30 in the morning, and he was like, I just watched your thing and it's so good. And then his boyfriend's in the background like, I'm so impressed. And I'm just like listening to him. It was just so sweet.
Oh my gosh. What about you, Zach? What's brought you joy this week?
What brought me joy this week? Well, first thing that comes to mind immediately is I just got back home from celebrating my great grandmother's 90th birthday.
Wow, yeah, that's amazing.
We threw her like a big surprise party, and just to see her reaction for me coming, because she didn't know I was coming home. Like, she didn't know I was coming all the way from Cali. And I popped up on her and I was like, oh, she has a pacemaker, Lord,
I was
please.
Just going to say, a 9-year-old surprise party, and then you surprised her on top of it. This is like, risky.
But to see my grandmother jump for joy, literally feet off the ground. I've never seen my grandmother jump before because she was so surprised, because she thought I was going to come home to like next year or like Thanksgiving. And just that surprise alone probably made my whole entire year. And I think that's probably, it happened last week, but I was so joyous that it's still kind of a thing of euphoria for me that, you know, yeah, it's just like amazing.
Like, and that's like that's the stuff that matters. And I always hear people talk about too, like actually Selma Hayek, I remember her saying in an interview once years ago. So it's so random. She said, someone asked, like, what is your advice for life? And literally the number one thing she said was, if you have grandparents who are alive, talk to them as frequently as possible and hear about their lives. Because, I mean, some of the stuff my grandparents have told me, or my great-grandparents, about, like, the world and what they went through as kids and whatever, is stuff that's just going to stick with me forever.
Like, me and my grandmother, like, she was, like, my babysitter when I was a child. So, growing up, me and her used to be, like, that was my best friend. So, I actually used to, you know, was born in 1930. Wow. So, she's seen this world change a lot of times. And I have asked her so many, and I love that, like, to this day, she's still very coherent. She can still cook for herself. She's, like, it's really insane. I'm, like, can't wait to get old at this point. Like, I don't age like that. But she's just, like, telling me all the stories about, like, her being, like, from down south and, like, my great-granddad and, like, raising my grandma, like, my nana, and, like, hearing those stories and being able to, like, hear my history as, like, you know, my family tree, and, like, being able to hear it, like, and actually talk to someone that experienced it is so, I can never take that for granted. Like, nothing in my career, no monetary value, nothing like that can exchange for that. Like, it never can.
Oh, I love that so much. Yeah. That brings me joy through you. So thank you for sharing. So my joy this week is that I like Thanksgiving. I like any reason to celebrate. Let's be real. Like, if it's a holiday, if it's a birthday, I'm just down. I just want to participate.
It's next week, right?
Thanksgiving, like, turkey's not my favorite food, so I'm not, like, that into it. It's next week. But what I'm excited about
Lily's
is
mental
that,
breakdown.
Is that because of 2020 being 2020, it's like I'm already celebrating Christmas.
Same, I've decorated
I have my tree.
That tree!
I just feel as though I actually considered decorating my home for Christmas in like June or July because I just had enough of this year.
Yeah.
But I'm glad that it seems like everyone is just like, yep, we can start Christmas now. We can listen to the music. We could do all the things.
Anything that brings you joy.
Yeah. And so I've been listening to the NSYNC holiday album and Mariah, by the way, oh my gosh, have you met Mariah yet?
No, not yet. My friend Kaylin has had a whole sit-down interview with her, and I'm so jealous.
Oh, my gosh. I made a huge fool of myself with her because I was such a fan. And
I remember this.
She's lovely. I love her so much more even now. Like, she was just like, I left the interview, and she said that she liked my outfit, or she said something like, she was complimentary and did not need to be. She was very kind. So when people give her this, like, diva, you know, whatever. I'm like, first off, she can be whatever she wants to be.
She can.
She's earned it. But secondly, she's actually really kind. I love her.
Yeah.
So anyway.
That's so amazing.
So I'm into Christmas. It's my favorite holiday. I love celebrating. And now I have my tiny tree and I'm just here for it.
So festive.
There you go.
I think I'm going to get a tiny tree too.
I want to get a real
one. You should.
I think I'm definitely.
You should. Yeah. Do both. This is from Dollar Tree, not Spawn, but I love Dollar Tree. So there we go.
Me too. I love Dollar Tree. So
Tree from Dollar Tree.
Well, Zach, thank you so much for coming on Overshare today. It
thank
has been a
me.
True pleasure just to like see you, even if it's through the screen. Last thing before we wrap up is let the people know where they can find you. We'll put all the info in the show notes.
Besides Miley Cyrus's Instagram.
Obviously.
You can find me everywhere, literally as Zach Campbell. It doesn't get no more simple than that, but not with a CK, because some of these bitches be trying me with the CK, and I just think this utterly disrespectful.
And don't you only it's have one much, L on your social media?
I only have one L on Instagram, on Instagram, and on. It's very tired because I tried to DM the person that has my name, and they won't DM me back because they're so inactive. So I'm like, okay, maybe one day, I guess when I come like uber duper famous. Or that. Or
wait,
when I become like uber duper famous.
Could you just go by at Zach? That would be fun.
Feels like too common of a name.
Yes, way too common of a name. Somebody got that Jocelyn, in 2011 when Instagram Ashley. Started.
I'm like, why don't we just like reach out to Instagram and ask for it? What are they going to say? No? Who cares?
I wish. Listen.
So you're everywhere, Zach Campbell, not with a CK. No, thank you. Just get out of my face with that business. And for those of you guys listening who are not on board yet with what Zach is serving up, do yourself a freaking favor because you will write me a thank you card, me and Lil, a thank you card when you discover what this man is making because it is bringing joy to the world.
And he's so consistent, unlike us.
We're trying. We're working on it. We're working on it.
You are working on it. First of all, I'm really proud of you guys. First of all, I am so, because this was just a dream and a talk last year. I remember having this conversation with Lily, like, you guys were getting this off the ground. And this is so fucking crazy. Like, yeah, no, this is, the consistency, it's worth the wait, honestly. You guys, I know so much more in store for this.
Thank you, Zach.
Love you.
And with that, sure. This episode of Overshare is over. But be sure, if you're listening to this in a podcast, be sure to watch it next week on YouTube because I feel like there's just extra richness if you see the video.
And some visual elements.
Yes, of course. And subscribe. Please rate us 5 stars. We're begging you. And also leave us a review because why not?
And call and
Do
leave
you
your
remember
over
the
it.
5 stars?
Wow. Oh, yes. Yes, yes, yes. Call us.
Remember the 5 stars on YouTube? That was amazing.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, wow. I do. Thumbs up now. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And with that, this episode is over. Goodbye.
Woo!
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.